This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Dial set correctly to USA Prepares. We broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. That's the time we're live. And if you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. And if you'd like to listen 24/7 to the broadcast, 605-477-3249. 605-477-3249. Kyle is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
I think I'm doing a little better than you are. You sound like you might have a little congestion, maybe a little cough, maybe.
I have, yeah. Bit of a flu.
I'm sorry to hear. Sorry to hear that.
That's all right. I'm here. I wanted to do the broadcast because these are such important times that we're living in, and it's so important for all of us to be as encouraged as possible, you know, because we were talking a bit earlier off air about how easy it is to get discouraged, you know.
Absolutely.
Because there's so many things going wrong. You know, there are a lot of people out there who are, you know, not just a cold or not just a dose of the flu, but really, really seriously sick, who are not just, having a bad time with the local corrupt police, but are actually doing serious time for no good reason in particular.
Mike Parsons.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly who I was thinking of, and I was thinking far out, for breeding wolf pups, basically. You know, and
which is perfectly legal.
It's disgusting. You know, especially since he's a Native American medicine man. That's part of his culture.
Yes, it is. And by the way, even if it weren't part of his culture, it is perfectly legal to breed wolf hybrid pups.
Yeah, that's right. And it's just mind boggling, and it seems to me as if these people, they consciously know what they're doing. They are consciously seeking to impoverish and enslave all of us. There's no two ways about it in my mind anymore. But it's very easy to focus on the negative, but this cloud actually has a really, really huge silver lining, which I think I tried to describe in the email earlier. It's making us so much stronger, you know? It's making us so much prepared, but it's, it's just we're learning how to do things. We're learning how to do things without them. And in a funny sort of a way, they're actually teaching us how to live without them, because they're cutting off our resources, you know, so that we have to live without them.
My dad had a saying, and I'm sure it wasn't his, but he used to say that necessity is the mother of invention. And that was kind of something that the GIs from World War II used to say. And maybe it came from before that. Maybe it came from the guys in World War I who had to be inventive and create technologies to defend, you know, their countries. And, you know, as you said that, we're becoming stronger. I mentioned before on this broadcast that, you know, I've got fields that I need to put lime on. I mean, if it ever would rain again. And I couldn't find anybody to lime the fields. Normally, you'd hire a guy with or a gal with a, you know, big truck, and they put maybe 8 tons of lime on the truck, and they'd drive around. I'm talking about something the size of a big dump truck with a spreader on the back, and they would spread the lime. Well, I can't find anybody to do it. So our family bought an old spreader truck, and it probably was used by the highway department at one time to spread salt on the roads.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got some welding and, you know, fixing up to do. It's mostly rust-colored, and we're going to be able to spread lime. Now, did I ever go to school to learn how to do it? No. Did I ever think that I'd be spreading lime? Because, you know, years before, 10 years ago, you'd see companies spreading lime. No one does it anymore. It's too hard. It's too dusty. There's not enough money in it, I guess. There's more money sitting behind a keyboard and a screen, you know, than actually doing work. Well, so we bought this truck. And, you know, that's part of, I think, what my father was talking about when he said necessity is the mother of invention. And another little thing that we're doing is, you know, because we're in a drought, and because we're in a drought, now is the time to dig out our ponds and make them deeper so that if it ever does rain again, we'll be able to hold more water in them. And what happens with ponds is cows will go to drink and they'll go to swim in the ponds. And as they do, they push in the ends of the ponds and they push the dirt that surrounds the ponds into the pond. So they literally over time make the pond shallower. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to take our old backhoe, and we have, I guess it would be called an antique backhoe, it's so old. We would take our backhoe and scoop out the pond, but there's a little bit of water left in it. So we're going to buy what's called a trash pump. And a trash pump is it's a water pump that can pump not only water, but water with debris in it, maybe a little bit of mud. I'm not talking about, you know, pumping household trash. I'm talking about, you know, small amounts of maybe leaves and maybe a little bit of mud. We're going to hook that up, and we're going to then hook it into a manifold that we're going to build out of PVC pipe, and we're going to have 120-foot or 100-foot garden-type hoses spread around the field so that as we pump the water out of the pond, it will irrigate the field slowly. So we'll have about six hoses in spread around. So, you know, we're thinking, okay, what do we have that we can use? Hoses. What do we need? A trash pump. What else do we need? Well, we need a manifold. But we have some faucets that we can stick in a manifold if we had one. Okay, so all we have to do is build a manifold out of PVC pipe. So $30 later, we're going to be in, you know, in the manifold business, and $200 or $180 with a coupon, we're going to have a trash pump. So, and then it'll be available for the next time that we have this type of a problem. So,
that's right.
Yes, necessity is the mother of invention. And you're right, we are becoming stronger, but I got to tell you, it's not all that much fun.
It's
a challenge.
It's not easy.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the thing is it's actually, you know, as you sit back and you actually watch the process of what's going on, okay, you see them and they are actually becoming weaker. They're becoming more stupid. They're becoming more brutish, okay? They're becoming more thuggish and more obviously evil as time goes on. And I'm noticing this, and I'm sure that I'm not the only one who's noticing this, okay? They're becoming more and more obviously. I've been saying that there have been an extortion racket for, oh my gosh, probably at least the last 6 or 8 years. Okay, I think, or maybe even, you know, 10 years, I don't know, when the penny first started to drop, that they were actually had nothing to do with anything right at all. But as the time has gone on, you know, it's been, you know, really, really interesting to watch them developing in their evil, just to sit back and to say, okay, so, you know, here you are, you against me driving my vehicle down the road without your 30 square inches of aluminium plate bolted to it, okay? But in the meantime, your colleagues can't figure out what to do about, you know, a few hundred Africans who are turning the city of Melbourne upside down as we speak. Okay. They rent apartments, multi-million dollar apartments on Airbnb, and they trash them, Sudanese and Somali immigrants. And they roam the streets and they bash up usually ladies, usually young people, just for something to do. You know, it's not even really that the point of it is robbery anymore. It's just, you know, that this is how they've always behaved in their own country. And they have come from a place which is a hellhole. And this is what they do on a Saturday afternoon or, you know, a Friday evening. And so they come here to our wonderful place, which Melbourne was apparently the world's most livable city, and it's rapidly becoming the world's less livable city. Oh, but none of that matters because Gwyneth out in the bush doesn't have that 30 square inches of aluminium bolted to a vehicle properly. You know, it's the absurdity of it. It's like, you've got to be kidding me, right?
Yeah. Yeah, well, and that... And in your email, you used the word Section 8, Section 8 housing.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about that when we come back.
Is that here, Housing Commission.
I'm an expert. I'm an expert in Section 8 housing.
Good.
Did you know that?
We'd love to talk about that. After the break.
Yeah. We'll be right back. Gwyneth Isaacs and I are going to talk about Section 8 housing. Now, when I say expert, that's in quotes.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre and post-workout. I noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Huer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Way is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth's with us. She's an Australian. And in your email, you talked about Section 8 housing. You want to start this discussion, Gwyneth, and then I'll tell you what I think I know about it?
Okay. Now, they have something similar here in Australia, which is called Housing Commission, okay? And usually that is specially built houses. Sometimes they get a check from the Housing Commission, or the Housing Commission funds it, okay, which I suppose would be the same as a voucher. Often they are enormous skyscrapers full of apartments, okay? I think that in the United States they would probably be called projects. But, you know, something that I've seen is, you know, there will be a fairly nice area and somebody gets government funding to move into a big house in the nice area when maybe they, you know, don't quite, how can I put this? They don't quite
they don't fit in
the culture of the area.
They don't fit in.
That would be the kindest way of saying it.
Yeah.
But right. they'll get the six-bedroom house because they're a single mother with five children. You know? Mm-hmm. And, yeah. You know, I'm a single mother. You know, I live on my own farm. My farm is paid for. I've paid off two mortgages in my life. Okay? So, you know, the ground that I stand on is my ground. So it is possible, as a single mother, to you know, move beyond government help. And with my case, I really wasn't given much of a choice because the government help stopped. And I knew it was going to stop. And I planned for the day when it would stop, so I wasn't caught out when it did stop. But it seems that a lot of these people who are in this situation, they don't seem to think ahead that far. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, would you like me to tell you what I know then about Section 8?
Yep.
Okay. Back in the mid-1980s, I had a job, and I got a new boss. And this boss liked to drink. And on Mondays, he would come in well hungover. I mean, he had a wonderful weekend, maybe didn't remember much of it, but on Monday, he would take it out on Vinny. And I hated it. And so I was watching television. At the time, we had television. And there was a commercial on TV that you can become financially independent by buying real estate. So I had a job that that paid me, you know, a pretty decent salary. And Mrs. Finelli had a job that paid her a pretty decent salary. And whoever got the most recent raise at that time had the highest income. So we were doing fine. Well, my boss was miserable, and I would go in on Mondays, and I would get beat up. And the way I looked at it is, you know, he would say to me, Vinny, I want you to go right. You keep going right, and I'll tell you when to stop. And so I would go right, and he asked me later, okay, so where are you? And I'd say, well, I've gone to the right, and here's how far I am. And he'd go, I told you to go the left. You know, and I'd get beat up. No matter what I did, I'd get beat up. So I watched this commercial, and I thought, is this possible? Is it literally possible to become financially independent? Now, they didn't say wealthy. They just said that, you know, you could be independent if you follow their plan. And so I decided that I would go to this seminar. It was $495 for Saturday and Sunday, which was pretty expensive back then. But, you know, if you decided that it wasn't for you, you could leave the seminar before noon on Saturday and get all your money back. And I thought, well, how could I lose? You know, I'll go, and if it makes sense, I'll continue. If it doesn't, I'll ask for my money back, and I'll go home. Well, I'll tell you the rest of the story when we come back. And it does deal with Section 8 housing.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I accept our intelligence community's conclusion that Russia's meddling in the 2016 election took place.
President Trump speaking at the White House yesterday amid a firestorm from both sides of the aisle about remarks he made while he was standing next to the Russian President Vladimir Putin following their one-on-one meeting in Helsinki, Finland on Monday. Also yesterday, the president said he misspoke when he said he had no reason to believe that Russia would be involved in election meddling. He also had more to say in an interview last night on Fox News.
I'm not pro-Russia, pro-anybody. I just want to have this country be safe. I don't want nuclear weapons, even people thinking about it. Getting along with Russia, and not only for that reason, that's a good thing, not a bad thing.
This is USA Radio News.
A new survey by Michelin North America reveals 42% of teens in seven major U.S. cities are driving with unsafe tire tread and 40% with improper tire pressure. And according to the CDC, car crashes are still the number one killer of teens in the U.S. To address this serious issue and motivate teens to check their tires, Michelin, in partnership with the FIA, the governing body of motorsports, has launched the Street Tread Contest, offering teens a chance to win a limited edition sneaker created in collaboration with youth culture brand Vans. How it works? Teens must prove their street tread, share a photo showing that they know how to check a tire's tread depth using a penny, and or know how to check the tire pressure, and tag hashtag Street Tread Contest on Instagram, Snapchat, or Twitter. Visit beyondthedrivingtest.com/streettread to enter and learn more. And don't forget to check your tire pressure and tread depth at least once a month.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So we're talking about becoming financially independent and the relationship to Section 8 housing. So I attended this seminar, and it was a large room, probably held maybe 500 or maybe a little bit more people. And it was $495 for a two-day seminar in the mid-1980s. And the one that I attended was a an Al Lowry seminar, A.L., as in Albert. His full name is Albert J. Lowry, L-O-W-R-Y. And so I went to the seminar, and I learned about how they said you could buy real estate with no money down. It seemed kind of foreign to me. As a matter of fact, a lot of things that I learned in that seminar seemed kind of foreign to me. Well, I learned so much during the first half of Saturday that I decided that I was not going to ask for my money back, and I was really excited about what I was learning. And so I stayed Saturday, and I stayed late on Sunday, and I asked questions that the seminar presenter said, wow, no one ever asked that question before. And I was really excited about what I had learned. So I realized that I would have wasted the $495 plus the $100 in extra books that I bought, roughly $600 total for the weekend. If I didn't buy real estate, I would have wasted that money. And I thought, I can't do that. So I told Mrs. Finelli all about what I learned, and we decided, okay, we'll buy an investment property. So I did. I put an offer in. Mrs. Finelli agreed. Our offer was accepted. We bought our first property, and we thought, gosh, I think we made a mistake. That's really not the right one. So I put an offer in on another one, maybe a week later, a few days later. That offer was accepted, and that was the right one until we realized it wasn't the right one, and then we found the right one. Now, this is all within a period of a month. So we ended up buying three apartment buildings in 1 month, which was something that, you know, we could not justify. It wouldn't pencil out. No bank in the right mind would lend us that money to buy three apartment buildings on our income. Well, we used multiple banks to finance it. We put 10% down on each one. And we had the closing scheduled with one lawyer, but there was a 9 o'clock, a 10 o'clock, and 11 o'clock closing. So by, the 11 o'clock closing, we were in possession of three buildings. And now we were in the investment property business. And that's when we learned about how Section 8 housing works. And what it is the government, the federal government, will provide part of the rent that is paid to you by your tenant. Well, one of the buildings had existing tenants, and it was Section 8 housing, and it was great. Until we found, we got more tenants, and we found our own tenants, and praise the Lord, thank you, Jesus. Those were the kind of comments we would hear from people who wanted to move into our buildings, and they had the deposit, they had the first month's rent, and that was the only good time. And then, the lawn would get tall, and they were responsible for mowing the lawn, but they didn't have a lawnmower, so I'd buy them a lawnmower, and a week later the lawnmower would be gone. And I'd put washers and dryers, in the buildings so that the tenants wouldn't have to pay, the laundry, laundromat kind of fees by hauling their laundry, across town, that kind of thing. I thought, I can certainly help them and just charge them whatever it costs me to buy the appliance and spread it out over, a couple years. So they would pay a little bit extra. I didn't make any money on it, but I wanted them to have a washer and dryer, and so they wouldn't have to, use the public facilities. And then the washer and dryer would be gone. So what I found out was that this Section 8 kind of thing is, you really can't help people that don't want to help themselves. And eventually, I think we bought a total of 11 buildings, and I decided that, at one time I was a landlord, and our tenants converted me from becoming a landlord into a slumlord, because they literally destroyed the properties. They would have their friends would come banging on the screen door, and for some reason the tenant wouldn't answer the door, and the friend would rip off the screen door, or they would run out of money. They would run out of money for heat in the winter. They couldn't afford the oil. At the same time, they got the windows open, it's freezing outside, they've got the heat running full blast, and they run out of oil in like 3 weeks. Okay, so what do they do? Well, naturally, you call the Catholic charity. You call the Catholic Church and say, listen, I've got these young children, and we don't have any heat. Can you send over some oil? And the Catholic Church would send them some, have the oil delivery company bring oil. So, but they still have the windows open. And at the same time, because they ran out of heat, the pipes would freeze, the sewage pipes would freeze in the basement, and they wouldn't tell Vinny that, hey, we got a problem with sewage in the basement. No, because they know that, you know, Vinny might say, have you, yeah. So, you know, I learned about tenants, and I remember calling my wife one day. I had the truck, and I said, listen, this was on a weekend. If I'm late for dinner, what I'd like you to do is call the police station and see if I'm there. And because I just may be arrested because I'm, I think I need to repair the front door on this apartment building that, the tenant hasn't paid the rent on in 3 months, and we can't evict the tenant because the system gives the tenant more and more extensions, and the tenant is, you know, way, way, way behind in rent. The tenant is destroying the property, so I'm going to take the front door, and I'm going to leave. Now, if I'm arrested for riding, you know, through town with the front door, please bail me out. I mean, I've seen it all. I have seen it all. I got a call from our insurance agent. And so John called me, and I was at work. You know, I was a rehab guy on the evenings and the weekends, you know, ripping out roach-infested kitchens, exterminating the roaches, putting in new kitchen cabinets, new linoleum, new roofs, new windows, sheetrocking, you know, the inside of these buildings, painting them, I mean, plumbing, every wiring, everything you could think of, I was doing to rehab these buildings. So I was taking buildings, fixing them up, putting tenants in them, and then the tenants would destroy them. And after a while, I got sick of it. Literally got sick of it, and I decided it was not for me. So our tenants turned me from landlord to slumlord. Now, I understand what it's like, and I understand why some of these slumlords have just given up. Because they're outnumbered. They try to do the right thing. Not all of them, you know, are honorable. But in my case, I wanted our tenants to have a place that I would live in. I wouldn't buy a single property that I wouldn't live in. Because I figured, why would I ask someone else to live in some place that I wouldn't live in? So they were all fixed up, and they were, you know, kind of nice. But they didn't last very long in the kind of nice. And I remember asking my realtor friend, I said, you know what, tell you what, I'd like to use your services exclusively for finding properties for me, and I'm not going to call other realtors. You know, if you want to do this and you want to be our exclusive realtor, I would like you to be our exclusive realtor. I will be loyal to you if you take care of me. And that's what she did. She was a middle-aged gal, and she was a full-time realtor. She found properties. And I remember saying to her one day, do you have anything in stainless steel? And what I meant by do you have anything in stainless steel is something that the tenants, and I was thinking the interior, complete stainless steel inside of an apartment or a house, because the tenants would destroy anything else. So I wanted something I could take a fire hose and hose out and get ready for the next tenant. But our insurance agent called me one day. And I was working at the bank, and he said, hey, Vinny, did you see the paper, the morning paper? And I said, no, John, no. He said, well, I could have sworn it's your apartment or your townhouse that made the front page. And I said, can't be. He said, well, it's on fire. I said, no, I can't. I would have heard about it. No. So I got the paper, and sure enough, that was our townhouse that was on fire, and the firemen were there, and you know, smoke was bellowing out of it, and you know, they were able to break the windows and throw the mattresses out the window, and so the tenants had a fire. Now, why did they have a fire? Well, because it was a mother, about a 30-year-old mother. She had a 15-year-old daughter, and her 15-year-old daughter had a daughter, and the mother had a mother. So we had a 45-year-old woman, and a 30-year-old woman, and a 15-year-old girl, and a newborn. Four generations, all living in this same townhouse. Now, it wasn't supposed to be like that. It was just supposed to be the mother and her boyfriend. Well, the mother and the boyfriend had a domestic dispute. And so he, the boyfriend, decided that he'll fix that. He just lit her checkbook on fire in the kitchen.
Oh, my gosh.
And threw it in the trash. Now, they liked cooking with lots of grease and oil. And they had, they threw it in the plastic, you know, trash container in the kitchen. And it caught on fire, so they put it on the back. Yeah, they put it on the back porch, which I just built, a new deck. And it was right next to the lawnmower and a gas can. So this domestic dispute, start, you know, with this fire of this checkbook, burned down the townhouse that I just rehabbed.
Just nearly renovated the townhouse.
So he was arrested for arson. We lost the townhouse. Praise the Lord. And, you know, they were the ones that we put in. They were so delighted. And, you know, I'll tell you a little bit more when we come back. I'll tell you about prison. Tenants in prison. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So I claim to be a, quote, Section 8 housing, unquote, expert, expert in what it's like being a landlord. So to tell you a little bit more about the story, before they burned down the townhouse, in better days, I got a call from the tenant, who was the mother of the 15-year-old. And she called me up and she said, Vincent, I want to call you. I really love the place. I said, I know you do. That's great. I'm glad. And I want to stay there. I said, that's great. That's great. But I'm not going to be able to pay the rent for a month. I said, okay, why is that? Well, I'm in prison. So why that? How'd that happen? She said, well, you know, my boyfriend, well, you know, this was before they burned the place down. These were the good days. You know, my boyfriend, well, he was seeing this other woman on the side, and I caught him. And I ran her over with my van. And then, you know, she was okay, so I backed over her. So she backed over her. And so she got arrested for attempted murder.
Hold on, this is lots of these people.
Well, I'm telling you, I mean, I know this.
Had a mission in Fitzroy. He had a 32-room mansion in Fitzroy. It had sort of like four stories, you know, full of small apartments. And, you know, it had been a rooming house. Probably the building was over 100 years old. And he was working two or three jobs as a painter and decorator. He was actually a minister of religion, and this was his mission. And he would go home, and he lived at the mission. And he would have to come home after working maybe 18 hours for the day and deal with people's issues. And this is life for them. And what if there's anyone here who is in such a situation, you have my utmost sympathy. You really, really do. But what you need to see is you can find a way out, okay? There is a way out for you. There is a future for you. You don't have to live like this forever. But the difference lies with you. What are you going to do? Are you going to be in Section 8 for all eternity, or are you going to somehow figure out a way out? And it's possible, because I'm a single mother. My husband died when my baby was 3 months old, and I had no alternative at that time but to go on welfare. And I was never in commission housing. You know, I was always in private rentals. But, you know, I said, I've ended up owning my own farm, 20 acres, with a house, off the grid, tanks, water supply, and the only bills I have are my cell phone, my landline, and the internet. That's the only bills I have, you know. There's no water. I control my own water supply. I have my own electricity. It certainly is possible. And, I mean, I'm talking about that we actually came from being homeless to organizing this, okay? And so even if somebody is out there living in a tent and you've got maybe a couple of kids with you, you're in the forest living in a tent, okay? We have been there as a family, okay? It was myself, it was my two sons and our dog and a few small belongings and a tent. And then afterwards, you know, we didn't have a tent even. I think actually the tent was a step up. We didn't have a tent, and then I went into the camping shop and bought a tent. That was a step up in the world. It's possible to move on from where you are, even if you're in the most desperate circumstance. But you have to make the decision to go and do it. And not allow life to blow you around, hither and thither.
Mm-hmm. Right. And stop associating with people who can bring you down and associate with people who can bring you up. Help you.
That's exactly right.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.